This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Counting of votes is underway for assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and Haryana. The counting commenced at 8 this morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. In Jammu and Kashmir, the fate of 873 candidates is being decided in today's counting. 28 counting centres have been set up across the Union Territory. Polling for 90 constituencies in Jammu and Kashmir was held in three phases on the 18th and 25th of September and 1st of this month. Former Chief Minister and National Conference leader Omar Abdullah is leading from both Badgam and Ganderbal seats. Riaz Ahmed Khan of the National Conference is ahead in Anantnag East. Sajjad Ghani Lone of the JNK People's Congress is leading in Handwara. Muhammad Yusuf Tarigami of the CPIM is ahead in Kulgam. Senior Congress leader Ghulam Muhammad Mir is leading from the Duru seat. Dr. Bashir Ahmed Viri of the National Conference is leading from Bijbehra seat of Anantnag district against Iltija Mufti, daughter of PDP chief Mehbooba Mufti. BJP candidate Balwant Singh Mankotia is leading from the Chenani constituency of Udhampur. In the Union Territory, trends are available for all 90 seats. Jammu and Kashmir National Conference is leading in 38. Bharatiya Janata Party is leading in 28. Indian National Congress, 8. Jammu and Kashmir People's Democratic Party, 5. Jammu and Kashmir People's Conference, 2. Communist Party of India, Marxist, 1. Independence, 8. In Haryana, 90 counting centres have been set up across 22 districts. Polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly took place on the 5th of October. Today's result is deciding the fate of 1,031 candidates. BJP leader and Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini is leading from Ladwa seat. Congress leader and former Chief Minister Bhupinder Singh Hooda is leading from the Gadhi Sampla Kiloi seat in Rohtak. Manoj Kumar of the BJP is leading in Hathin seat in Palwal. BJP's Nikhil Madan is leading from the Sonipat seat. Haryana Minister Moolchand Sharma is leading in Ballabgarh. Independent candidate Devinder Kadyan is leading in the Ganaur seat and wrestler Vinesh Pogat is ahead in Julana. In the state, the trends are available for all 90 seats. BJP is leading in 47, Congress is leading in 36, Indian National Lok Dal 1, Bahujan Samaj Party 1, Independence 5. The Central Board of Direct Taxes has formed an internal committee to oversee a comprehensive review of the Income Tax Act 1961. The Ministry of Finance said that the goal of this committee is to make the Act concise, clear and easy to understand, which will reduce disputes, litigation and provide greater tax certainty to taxpayers. The Ministry also invited suggestions on the Income Tax e-filing portal. The suggestions are invited under four categories that are simplification of language, litigation reduction, compliance reduction, and redundant or obsolete provisions. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the 70th National Film Awards for the year 2022 in New Delhi today. On the occasion, legendary actor Mithun Chakravarti will be honoured with the Dada Saheb Phalke Award, the highest recognition in the field of cinema. Rishabh Shetty will receive the Best Actor Award for his stupendous performance in the Kannada film Kantara. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings to the Indian Air Force on the occasion of Air Force Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The Air Force is admired for their courage and professionalism, and their role in protecting the nation is extremely commendable." The Prime Minister also shared a video highlighting the success of the Indian Air Force and how it has become one of the most powerful forces in the 21st century. In badminton, the Arctic Open 2024 is all set to commence today at Vantaa, Finland. The six-day event will conclude on the 13th of this month. Domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading in the green in early trade today. The Sensex was up 258 points, or 0.32%, at 81,308 when reports last came in. Nifty was up 58.2 points, or 0.23%, at 24,853. Among the sectoral indices, FinService, PSU Bank, FMCG, Media, Private Bank, Infra, Services and Healthcare were major gainers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.